Metropolitan, this is Houston. We show LOS here in about 2 minutes, and we should pick you up again at 133.57, which is about 48 minutes from now. And we'll keep in contact with you till you go around the corner.
Okay, Joe, real good. Thank you.
Okay, 10, this is Houston. We'll probably lose you here in about a half a minute, so we'll see you on the next round and keep an eye out for old Snoop.
Okay, well done, Joe. Thank you.
And we've had loss of signal. Apollo 10 looked good as it went around the corner. And we'll next acquire the spacecraft in about 46 minutes, early in the 30th revolution. During this revolution, we had some interesting comments from the crew relative to sightings of Snoopy's descent stage, which was left in an orbit of about 10 nautical miles by 190 nautical miles. Of course, the Lama ascent stage is now in solar orbit. The crew reported that they had seen Snoopy on every landmark tracking rev, which would have been revs 24, 25, 26, and 27. The spacecraft, or rather the Lem descent stage, appearing out in front, and then, as Stafford described it, disappearing overhead. And each time he said, Snoopy would appear to come closer, indicating that the CSM was catching and, in effect, lapping the lunar module. The ground here in Mission Control concurred with that analysis. The flight dynamics officer estimated that at the time of trans-Earth injection, the command module would be about 500 or 600 miles out in front of the Lem descent stage. We advised the crew that if they looked directly overhead at 133 hours 26 minutes, which would be sunrise on the back side of the moon, they should be able to see Snoopy directly overhead. As the spacecraft went around the corner of the moon, we were showing an orbit with an apogee of 68.5 nautical miles and a perigee of 53.3. The orbit continuing to show a decrease in perigee and an increase in apogee. The spacecraft orbital weight at this time is 36,685 pounds. And the orbital period is 1 hour 58 minutes, 50 seconds. At 133 hours, 14 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston.